Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, guys. Just started listening to your show, and I thought I'd call in and share just a couple of my experiences that I've had. I live in northwestern Wisconsin, and one of the churches that are kind of local to my area, maybe about half hour from where I went to high school and kind of grew up, there was this church called Mo Church. Well, the legend goes, well, this had actually happened. The church had burned down, and I can't remember if it was in service or what had happened, but the church burned down, and they rebuilt the on the same exact spot. So the legend goes that one of the girls had an affair with the priest or whatever, and she had became pregnant. And during pregnancy, you know, she didn't want to deal with the affair or anything. Well, the stress of having a legitimate child in that time caused her to have a miscarriage. Well, she was so distraught that her family and everybody in about this baby, she had committed suicide by hanging herself off of the bell tower that, you know, attached to the church. So, you know, in high school, there's not much to do in small towns in Wisconsin. So me and some of my girlfriends kind of thought, hey, you know, I've had weird things happen in my house, you know, so it really got us interested in, you know, going to check out places in our area. So we had heard from some older kids that if you go there and you ring the bell tower, that she's supposed to appear. That's awesome. So we go there, and it's probably like 10:30 at night, and my friend Amanda's driving her little beat-up Suzuki, and we get there, and it's pitch black. You know, this is in the middle of the country. There's nobody around. There's no houses. The road is paved going up to it, but across the street, and the other three roads kind of like get up, you know, across, and are paved. So we get there, and we're kind of looking around. There's a graveyard across the street. We walk around there, and so we're like, okay, you know, we got to really try and find this girl. We got to see if the stories are true. So we go back across the street into the parking lot of the church, and, you know, we're, like, trying to throw rocks at the bell tower to ring it, which now, you know, I would never do. That's so disrespectful. But one of my friends actually hit the bell tower, and the sound from the ringing of it being hit with that rock just sent, you know, the sound waves right through your body. So, you know, we all hurry up and get into the car, and we're like looking around. We're thinking, you know, oh my God, because, you know, that seems a lot creepier. So I was in the front passenger seat, so I was closest to the actual church. And we had a girlfriend in the back, and then my friend Amanda, like I said, was driving. And I look up into the bell tower, and I'm not kidding you. I see this teenage-looking girl, and I don't really remember what she was wearing now, but I just remember her. I know it was a dress. It looked dirty. with her hair, and she just was sitting there in the bell tower just looking down at us with the most hateful look. So I kind of gasped, and I looked forward, and Amanda sees my reaction. She kind of, you know, leans over me and looks up, and she just floors it. So we're like hightailing it down the country road, and her car was a stick shift. It wouldn't go into gear. So I'm like, you know, we gotta go. We felt like we were being chased, and like, you know, we just had the car just a really heavy, nasty feeling. So, you know, her is grinding, and she's, you know, we're all freaking out. So we finally get up to the stop sign that leads to a kind of a quieter, small Wisconsin highway. And, you know, I said, why did you get so scared? Because I wanted to know, you know, she's going to tell the truth and tell me, you know, what I had witnessed. And she explained the same exact thing. And I almost blew my pants. That was so scary. So, yeah, that was our experience at Mo Church. And there, that church is even in Haunted Wisconsin. And some of the books there, and we talked to a lot of other people that have had, you know, experiences on that road, you know, getting close to the church, their car will start making funny noises, or their headlights will start to flicker, things like that. So my other story is when I lived, the house that I lived in when I went to high school was a very old house. Early 1900s it was built, and where the kitchen was, you could tell, it, you know, it's just a square, and that was the original location. Everything else was added on later. It was used for logger families to have easy access to the river that was right down the road. So the loggers and their families would move there and then walk down the road and go to work. So as soon as they moved into the house, you know, it just kind of felt, you know, creepy. You know, it just, and it's an old house, and, you know, so we started doing some remodeling. And as soon as we started to remodel, you know, we just kind of weird things started happening. We had went away for the weekend one time, and we came home, and, you know, we had our dogs with us, and the house was all locked up. And my mom goes into her bedroom, and she calls for me. And so I go in there, and, yeah, she goes, what happened to bed? And I look, and in the middle of her bed, I mean, it's soaking wet circle. I mean, like, I'm like, oh, no, you know, like a pipe must have burst. So we feel the ceiling. There's no water on the ceiling. There's no, you know, anything. Nothing that could have caused this water. So we're like, that is so weird, because the dogs were with us all weekend. Not like, you know, one of them had an accident or something. So that was really the first kind of strange thing happened. You know, movement. After I had gotten a little bit older, I had moved into the basement. And the basement was solid concrete with just a thin layer of carpet over it. You know, we're not very extravagant. But anyway, so, you know, as long as we had lived there, we would feel, it wasn't all the time, it would be in winter, any season, any time of the day, pounding. Like, you could, if you stood on it, you could feel the vibrations under it. So I started to tell my mom, I said, you know, something really weird. I don't know if there's pipes or something right under the foundation, or what's going on. I said, you know, maybe it's our neighbor has a wood burning stove, so maybe it's him like throwing logs down into his basement and the vibrations kind of up. And she goes, no, that's weird. So next time it happens, you got to show me. So I'm laying in bed one night, and I feel you know, I can hear and feel the vibrations. So I text my mom, who's upstairs, and she comes running down, and she stands on it, and she's like, I've never felt something like that before. So one of her good friends is a very talented plumber. I mean, he's just awesome. So he was over at the house one night for dinner, and I had brought it up on a whim, and he's like, you know, there shouldn't be, you know, any pipes that are making, you know, sounds like that. And so that was just something really odd that, you know, we could never figure out. So as we were starting to kind of, she had gotten really curious into the history of the property. And that's when she found out about, you know, the family who first built it was a logger family. So she had ended up getting the whole history of the house, you know, records, who's lived here, who somebody had died in the house, an older gentleman had died in the house a long time ago. So anyways, whoever had did the addition would hide things. So we had like really thick, really pretty oak baseboard trim. So we're trying to like peel it off, you know, take it off so that we can start peeling wallpaper in one of the bedrooms. And my brother is like, oh my God, look at that. And it, I shit you not, it was like a little, almost like a baseball card, but it was very tiny. And it was just this picture of this guy with, you know, in the uniform with holding a bat with a team's, pad on. And, so he found that. And then the other side of the room, there was some other, you know, family photo that was, you know, the black and white and, you know, the smaller photo. And we could never figure out, you know, why these things were being hidden.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.